Trump touts accomplishments compared to Biden failures to start State of the Union, our country is winning again. By Nick Gilbertson on February 24, 2026. Washington President Donald Trump touted a long list of his administration's accomplishments to begin his State of the Union address before Congress on Tuesday. Trump first zoomed in on the southern border. After 4 years in which millions and millions of illegal aliens poured across our borders, totally unvetted and unchecked, we now have the strongest and most secure border in American history by far, he said. In the past 9 months, zero illegal aliens have been admitted to the United States. But we will always allow people to come in legally. People that will love our country and will work hard to maintain our country. The flow of deadly fentanyl across our border is down by a record 56% in 1 year, he added. Trump then touted that the murder rate has dwindled substantially. A report from the Council on Criminal Justice recently found the murder rate in large cities in 2025 was the lowest level in at least 125 years. He then turned to the economy, highlighting the low 2.4% inflation his administration achieved from January 2025 to January 2026 after nearly five decades of high inflation under the Biden administration. The Biden administration and its allies in Congress gave us the worst inflation in the history of our country, he said. But in 12 months, my administration has driven core inflation down to the lowest level in more than 5 years, and in the last 3 months of 2025, it was down to 1.7%. Sticking to the affordability front, Trump pointed to falling gas prices. Gasoline, which reached a peak of over $6 a gallon in some states under my predecessor, was, quite honestly, a disaster, he said. It is now below $2.30 a gallon in most states. And in some places, $1.99 a gallon. And when I visited the great state of Iowa just a few weeks ago, I even saw $1.85 a gallon for gasoline. The president highlighted falling mortgage rates. They fell below 6% on Monday, which is the lowest they have been in 4 years. Mortgage rates are the lowest in 4 years and falling fast. And the annual cost of a typical new mortgage is down almost $5,000 just since I took office 1 year. And low interest rates will solve the Biden-created housing problem while at the same time protecting the values of those people who already own a house that really feel rich for the first time in their lives. We want to protect those values. We want to keep those values up. We're going to do both, and we are going to keep it that way. Trump emphasized that the stock market has set records 53 times since he was elected in November 2024 and that his administration has pulled a whopping $18 trillion in investment commitments into the United States. In 4 long years, the last administration got less than $1 trillion in new investment in the United States, and when I say less, substantially less. In 12 months, I secured commitments for more than $18 trillion, pouring in from all over the globe, he said. Think of it, much less than $1 trillion for 4 years, versus much more than $18 trillion for 1 year. What a difference a president makes. A short time ago, we were a dead country. Now we are the hottest country anywhere in the world, the hottest, he added. He touted 70,000 new construction jobs, more than 600,000 barrels a day in oil production, 80 million barrels of oil from Venezuela, ending diversity, equity, and inclusion. DEI, policies, slashing regulations, and lifting 2.4 million Americans a record off of food stamps. And for all of these reasons, I say tonight, members of Congress, the state of our union is strong, he declared. Our country is winning again.